You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Here, The Walking Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It's Anthony and Aurora, and we are back to talk the final two episodes of season one of The Walking Dead : Dead City. And this is a bit of a spoiler because we are talking about the final two episodes of the show, but there is a big twist at the end, Aurora, that I don't know if anybody was talking about at all, because I was under the impression that this was going to be like a one-and-done miniseries, but
yes,
the twist is I'm pretty sure they're making more of this show, because this did not end in a way that felt like they were done at all. This felt like they had a bigger plan that will start happening in the next season of the show. Because this did not, it ended, but I wouldn't say in the kind of a satisfying way that if this was a one and done deal, it would have ended. And also, no, I'm not mad that my theory didn't play out. It can still happen, everybody.
It can still happen. Yeah.
But we'll wait and
for
see.
For a minute there, I thought it was going to happen. So.
Well, there's another theory, too. We should wait until we talk about that episode when we get to it. But let's start with episode 5, Stories We Tell Ourselves. In flashbacks, Ginny discovers that Maggie is lying about the Brick's grain stolen while... I don't know what that is. That episode is like 100 years old to me now. Brick's grain? Stolen while the Croat kidnaps Herschel and demands Negan in exchange for his return. In the present, the Croat visits the Dama, who in Croatian means lady, who reiterates. And by the way, this is so weird because they just introduced this character like we should know who it is. But this is the first time when watching this episode, I specifically went back to see if the Dama came up anywhere.
No,
this is her first appearance. And they're just like, you don't know who the Dama is? Where have you been this whole time? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just watching the episodes you show me. How come there was nothing. What I've been able to gather from who this person is, it feels like she runs the section of New York.
Negan. Female Negan.
Yeah. A Shegan, if you will.
Shegan.
Yeah. But I also sort of get the vibes of where she's located. I feel like she used to be a Broadway actress or something.
She probably was, yes.
Because everything about how she dresses and where she lives, because it's an old theater. Everything about it sort of screams I used to be a star of the stage.
Yeah, she's very dramatic.
Yeah. The Croat visits her and reiterates their need for Negan to protect their future. As they make their way through Manhattan, Negan and Pearlie get to know each other, with Negan revealing the reasons for his murders. His beliefs shaken by the recent events, Pearlie opens up to Negan about his brother, Joel, and Pearlie's growing doubts about what he's doing. Maggie, who is revealed to have kept Ginny's toy rather than burning it, because of course... deduces that Tommaso had sold the tribe out, resulting in the attack on their hideout and the ambush at Madison Square Garden. Tommaso admits that he had made a deal with the Croat, who had promised Tommaso a Boat and a chance at a better life for his family on the mainland. Horrifying Amaya, although Maggie is more sympathetic. In the sewers, Amaya and Tommaso fall victim to walkers, so I guess don't have to worry about any of that. They're dead. But Maggie and Ginny manage to escape after Maggie successfully fights a massive fused-together walker.
Yes.
On the surface, Ginny fires a flare into the air, which is spotted by Negan. Aurora, your thoughts on episode 5?
Let's talk about that. I want to call it like Walker Centipede.
Yeah, this was easily the coolest thing they've done on a Walking Dead show in ages.
That like gave me like Resident Evil vibes.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Rat King in The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
That fused together like in fact, although that thing was like even scarier because it was like huge.
He was disgusting.
But this thing was so gross and cool.
Yes, it was amazing. That was my favorite thing.
It's so rare to get like the creeps from this show anymore because you've seen it all. But while this thing is like, you know, there's like three walkers fused together, like there's heads and arms everywhere. And they have this shot of like the rib cage. And then you see this fourth head like like being birthed out of the ribs. That's just like, bleh. I'm like, oh, gross. Like, but it was awesome in like an awesome way. That was super cool.
That was amazing.
I'm shocked it's taken them this many years to think of something like this, but they really did it. And it even ended sort of like comically because she had to like stab like every head like whack-a-mole.
Then
at the end, I'm like, wait a minute, I think she missed one. And because I think she only stabbed like three. And then there's like quiet for a minute. And then you get the wah, like the last one just pops up and she's like, stab. Perfect. I thought that was so much fun.
And I thought, you know, when I watched this, I was like, if there was one character in this show that would survive this, would be Maggie.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or Negan. I feel like Negan would have taken this.
I feel like Negan. Yeah. Part of me feels like if Negan saw this at first, he would have been like, cool.
I'm kind of like upset that it wasn't Negan because I feel like he would give this a name.
Yeah, he would have had commentary or something. Oh, look at you. or yous. Yeah. How many are there in there? Right.
I don't know how to feel about the Dama. I'm guessing, you know, maybe it's a setup for whatever is going to happen next with this show. But at this point, I'm not sure about her involvement.
Well, I sort of get, and maybe we should, I guess I'm going to save some more of this also for the next episode because we get to see more of the Dama there. But in some ways, I sort of feel a little vindicated because here, it's sort of, this whole time I've sort of been like, yeah, I'm not really sold on the Croat as like the villain of the show.
Right.
Like he seems kind of like a meh villain. And then it's revealed like, oh, he's an underling to the Dama.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know anything about this Dama and there's one episode left. So like, this is even in this episode, it's when I started getting the feeling of like, wait a minute, this isn't going to be a one-off. Like it can't be a one-off. Like they're like the Croat is like an underling to this other person and who we just met. We're going to get one episode of like build and payoff to this. Like that doesn't make any narrative sense.
No.
So I don't know what's happening here. So I was very confused, but it all makes much more sense by the next episode. And especially as soon as you get the very clear idea that they are not done making episodes of this show. So, yeah.
Yep. Yep. I kind of, I will talk about it in the next episode. But
okay.
In this episode when, so after like everybody dies in the sewers, it's just Maggie and Jeannie that survive.
Yeah.
Jeannie leaves ahead of Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Maggie's coming up, I guess it was Jeannie who wrote liar on the wall in blood, right?
Yeah.
When that happened, I was like, wait, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like saw where this was going. And I started to get like kind of excited. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be, it's going to be a twist.
Right.
And I was right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about it, but
I kind of
saw it coming. Yeah.
So what would you give episode 5?
I want to give it a high score just for that gross collection of walkers.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 4.5.
Okay, I went 4.25 for this episode. Yeah. I was way more into this than I was the previous episode. I like the Negan and Pearly scene. Like, I like how they, and there had to be a coming together on that because there had to be a little bit of resolution to all of those things. They, no offense to Amaya and Tommaso, but they were just sort of the in the way characters that needed to be shuffled off in order to get us where we needed to get to in the next episode.
And they die a horrible death. Horrible death.
Oh yeah. And it's just, there's methane down there. It's smells. Horrible. It's just the worst.
Very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Okay. So now moving on to the season one finale, episode 6, Doma Smo, which means I think coming home or going home, I think in Croatian.
Okay.
After reuniting with Ginny, Negan reveals that he was the one who had murdered her father in a harsh effort to get her to leave. Now, that being said, I think it's clear, at least to me it was clear, that he didn't really murder her father.
Right.
He said that to her to get her to leave because he wants her to be safe. And he said whatever he needed to in order to get her to do that. Pearly transports her to the Bricks, which I believe... is the place outside of New Babylon, because he returns to New Babylon where he lies that he killed Negan, and the New Babylon leader shows interest in the methane that the Barazzi are able to produce, which is a better fuel source than ethanol. Maggie and Negan track the Croat to the Staten Island ferry terminal, where Negan deduces that Maggie is actually luring him into a trap and overpowers her, acknowledging that Maggie should never forgive him for his actions, although disappointed, as together they could have actually rescued Herschel for real. Negan allows Maggie to trade him to the Croat for her son, who then berates Maggie for caring more about her obsession with Negan than for him his whole life. After returning to the Bricks, Maggie realizes that Herschel is right, and she decides to find a way to end her feud with Negan for good so that she can finally find peace. The Croat delivers Negan to the Dama, who explains that she wants Negan to unite the various communities in Manhattan to stand against the New Babylon Federation and others who would come for their natural resources. Having learned that learned the story of Glenn's murder from Herschel, the Dama reveals that she has cut off Herschel's toe and threatens to go after him again if Negan doesn't comply. Using Negan's care for the boy as leverage against him, at the same time, Maggie discovers Herschel's drawings of the Dama and realizes the continuing threat to her son. Aurora, your thoughts on episode 6?
I think that the episode of this show should be Teenagers Suck.
Yeah.
Because I cannot believe that Maggie went through all this to get to rescue Herschel. And Herschel's reaction was, you suck, Mom.
Like, yeah. Although, and I'm sorry to tell you this, Aurora, so accurate. Just,
I was like, is this what I have to look forward to?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, my God.
That's no, terrible. No thanks. That's a thankless job. Just gonna, like, I just saved your life, and she's like, "Yeah, but you tried to kill Negan first, like you always do."
I mean, the whole plan of rescuing him and everything she went through, she still had time to get him a gift, and he's like, "Oh, you got me this. This sucks too."
Yeah, who wants Who wants a stupid gift? You want to get me a gift? Get me a real dad or a mom who cares, or you know, you really want to get find a cure to the stupid thing so I can play Xbox. Like, everyone talks about how great video games were, and I've never even seen one, Mom.
I was like, this is unbelievable.
Just ungrateful.
He's so ungrateful.
I mean, now, to be fair to Herschel, he's not entirely wrong. Maggie's obsession with getting to Negan is understandable, but it's also unhealthy for her relationship with her son, which...
True. I agree. I just think that maybe Herschel should be a little bit more gracious with his mom because she saw
he should have been at least
bludgeoned to death.
Yeah, I mean, and he should have been at least a little happy to see her.
Right? That was the first thing. I was like, why are you running towards your mom?
He wasn't even happy. He was just like, fine, I guess I'll go here, whatever.
It's unbelievable.
It almost feels like this is like the 12th time he's been kidnapped, and he's just like, and here's the part where she comes running up to me. Cause...
I will love to see like people that have teenagers watch this episode, because I feel like everybody will be like, yeah, that's accurate. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who has a teenager who has now grown into mm-hmm. adulthood and has another kid literally in less than a couple weeks is going to have another one on his hands. Very accurate. although my kids would be like, how dare you say that, Dad? And be like, yeah, I don't know. You haven't seen what I've seen from my perspective. Sometimes there's a little bit of that there.
Yeah.
They are better than Herschel. But to be fair, we're not living in a zombie apocalypse. So
it's true.
Yeah.
That aside, I've been pushing this ever since Maggie and Negan kind of like started talking.
Yep.
I know people might disagree with me,
mm-hmm.
but this whole episode was a huge like bowl of sexual tension between
them. Yep. We went right back to it. We're closer than ever.
That was a lot of sexual tension.
Yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm. I know that they're trying to portray like she's upset and she's like trying to like trick him into this like trap,
mm-hmm.
but when they were fighting, I was like, just
kiss it out,
sleep
guys.
Together, just sleep together.
You guys
you need to like get that out of your system.
You need to make out like right now, like just hold the knives to each other's throats and make out if you want. Like if that's your thing, cool. Like I'm not here to judge you.
And there was a very telling scene after like the whole fight is over, and before the Croat and his goons come in, Negan says to Maggie, he's like, you can't let it go in, but we like, you know that we make an amazing team.
Yeah. Yep.
And she was like quiet, and I was like, yes, mm-hmm. you guys are great together.
Off in the distance, you hear the wedding song playing, just echoing in the air. Look, I mean, I had these same thoughts and feelings when, like, at the end, where she's sort of comes to this realization, like, Herschel's right. Like, I've got to mm-hmm. find a way to resolve this where I can find peace. And I'm like, I know, by hooking up.
Yes. Yes. Just get like, it out of your system.
Right? Like, it's done. like what Negan did with Alpha. Actually, I was going to say that had to be done, but the more I think about it, I'm like, did that have to be done? I don't think it did.
No, this does, though.
This absolutely needs to occur.
And I understand. I mean, she's conflicted. He killed your husband.
Oh, sure.
But it's just, it's a complicated world, the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, it is. You know, I feel like... You know, I mean, I'm not saying like they have to be a couple afterwards. I just feel like, you know, maybe this is the thing that like, okay, like we did it, that this is all weird. Right. Maybe we'll never talk about it again, but you know, maybe like everything will be okay now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like makeup sex just for like,
exactly
for a thing you can never make up for. But, you know, I feel like you've got to explore all avenues in the zombie apocalypse, Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you went there because I was going to say, like, that's one theory that's also not dead. This episode also did an excellent job of vindicating me on this show's villain. So we talked about in the last episode how I've mentioned all season on this podcast that the Croat just is not doing it for me as a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, he's an underling for the Dama. That makes sense. And in this episode, because we only have like one episode with the Dama, it's revealed. I'm just going to paraphrase, like, I'm not a great villain either. So we need Negan. We need you to be the villain of the show. So can you please be the villain of the show? Because we need a good villain.
That's literally what happened. That's literally what happened. Yes.
They're trying to find a good villain for the show, and neither of them are good at it. So they really want Negan to come in and be the villain. But Negan, you know, and he himself is like, you know, I don't know if I've got that in me or whatever. And clearly, like, whatever happens with Negan, I don't see him becoming that Negan again. Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whatever happens going forward feels to me like it's ultimately going to be him getting to a point where he is happy in life too, even if he does go back to that person for a while, or like he feels mm-hmm. like he has to in order to survive. But I feel like he's never going back to that person because that's who he wants to be.
Right. Right.
And right now it's like literally being, you know, he's literally being blackmailed into it, essentially, because Dama knows how much he cares about.
Yeah, we know how well that works. We know how well that works. Yeah, let's blackmail this guy that literally degutted someone before cutting
him. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to work out great.
Yeah, everyone who's ever tried to do this to Negan, like, never faced ramifications, ever. So this should work out really great for yeah. Dama and for Croat. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah,
I think I said out loud when she was, like, offering him, like, yeah. What was it? Ugh, I forgot the drink. And he was like, I'm a gin guy.
Yeah, I don't
like,
remember.
All that, everything that was going through my head was like, she's going to die. I can tell that she's going to die.
Yeah, do you have any clue who you're messing with here? I mean, maybe, and there's maybe there's more sinisterness to her that we have not seen or had time to deal with.
She must be evil if the Croat is like under her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel
she did act like she had a crush on Negan.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Well, I mean, I know what it is, but you know, it's so weird. It's just like, she just doesn't feel like she could unite all of the communities on the island, and she feels like he can. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But clearly this is not the end of the show. And I don't know if it was ever intended to be more than one season. My feeling was that it was always going to kind of be a one-off or whatever. I never heard anybody talk about it being more than that. But I guess, you know, I'm not listening to the right places or whatever, because clearly there's going to be more of this show. So, yeah. Any final thoughts, Aurora? And what would you give it?
I'm actually glad that this is going to continue. I really like this show.
Me too. I really like the last shot of them split.
Yeah.
Together looking
and
up at the
did,
same
they
time.
They did a lot of cool stuff in this show that we haven't seen, the like original Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a very cool vibe also.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what they do with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see more Negan and Maggie. So
me too.
I gave this episode a 5.
Wow, okay.
Because I really like the twist.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the idea of this continuing. So that's why I gave it a perfect score.
And what Aurora is not telling you is that she was so happy at the idea of, I forgot what the ship name is going to be. Megan? Naggy? I don't remember which it's going to be.
I love Naggy.
Okay, Naggy. so excited at the idea of Naggy actually happening.
Yes.
That
I'm gonna hold on to that. Yes.
Yeah. Or Nagin.
I love Naggy because I'm gonna continue nagging about it.
Yes. Until it happens. I'm gonna write a strongly worded letter. well, I also really like this episode, but I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
I did enjoy this as like a season, as like a series ender. Horrible, but as a season ending, like, this is good. I like what it's setting up. So as long as we get another season of it, awesome. If for some reason they're like, guys, we can't, not enough people, AMC says we can't do it, then terrible ending to the show. It just leaves so much in the air. But for the time being, I liked it, and I'm looking forward to more. And there will be more Walking Dead, but not for a little bit. Not for a terribly long time, but we are going to be off for the whole month of August.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be back in September, because that is when The Walking Dead: Daryl Dixon starts. And more than anything, Aurora, I am curious as to how Daryl Dixon ends up in Paris, because that is where this show is taking place.
Yep.
They announced this ages ago, and literally the premise is Daryl washes ashore in France and struggles to piece together how he got there and why. Mm-hmm. The series tracks his journey across a broken but resilient France as he hopes to find his way back home. As he makes the journey, though, the connections he forms along the way complicate his ultimate plan.
I might be biased watching this show. I might give everything a 5. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to let you right now.
And Melissa McBride is going to be in it as well. How she gets to France, also not sure. But I'm hoping, Aurora, that it is revealed that he has a magic motorcycle that he rode across the ocean. And that's what I'm hoping happened.
Yes. But, yes.
I guess maybe like they're not ready
it's
to.
Like it's like a Doctor Who situation.
Yeah. Yeah. He rode it really fast, everybody, and that's why it didn't sink. He got a really good head start. He went down mm-hmm. like a ramp, and yes. He went really quick.
I know already that he's going to find a motorcycle in France.
Somewhere. Oh, 100%.
So, like, yeah.
He's going to hate it because it's going to be like a French motorcycle and not like an American, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be okay. But we can't talk about that show until it airs, so we're going to have to go wait a while. And you are too, listener. But in the meantime, you can head on over to cinemageekly.com where you can check out the archives of this show. Of course, this is a listener-supported podcast, and there are a couple ways you can help out there if you would like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have our merch store as well, geeklymerch.com. All of that helps us out. If you want to do any of those things, you can find the links for them in the show notes for this very episode. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Audible. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead. Hit the subscribe button on any of those applications, and then you can join us next time in mid-September, where we will talk about episode 1 of The Walking Dead: Daryl Dixon.